It's time for Rhema for Today.
And when they had set them in the midst of them, that is the Sanhedrin, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Because they knew it was a miracle. The man sat at that gate all the time. And now he had been running and leaping and walking up and down Solomon's porch there. So they could not deny it. And Peter said, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Power Trip. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Today is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
Smith Wigglesworth said, there is a place where God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, reigns supreme. You know, when God started the church, the early church, he gave the power, his power to the church. See, Acts does not end with chapter 28. We call it the Acts of the early church. Actually, the Acts is still in existence. The church is still in existence today, and it will be in existence until Jesus comes and catches the church away. We need to realize that we need to be doing the same thing as the early church and the early apostles and disciples, not just the apostles. Anybody getting anything out of this? You see, Jesus was our example, was the church's example of what an individual anointed by the Holy Spirit could do. He lived for those 33 or 33 and a half years on the earth as a man. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power and went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God is with him. Now, if he was operating in his deity, God would not have to anointed him. But he was operating in his manhood. In his humanity would be another good word to say. And then the Apostle John, you go over and read in his epistles, and you'll find out that he tells us that we have been anointed. And all you got to do is go back and read what I started with. And the first, after you receive the Holy Spirit, you will be infused with power. How many of you got the Holy Spirit? How many of you got power? Amen. The power of God. You know, after, but you shall receive power. Acts 4:33. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and great grace upon them. When Peter was questioned, Acts chapter 4, the man at the gate called Beautiful. Remember it? Remember that story? Yeah. And 4:7, and when they had set them in the midst of them, that is the Sanhedrin, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Because they knew it was a miracle. The man sat at that gate all the time. And now he had been running and leaping and walking up and down Solomon's porch there. So they could not deny it. And Peter said, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole. Yeah, but that was one of the apostles. But look here. Here's a guy by the name of Stephen. If you go read, he was just, actually they called him deacons. Back in the modern day church, people are using deacon for not what it was. You go read what the deacon was there to serve tables and to serve and so forth and so on. That's what he was. 6:8, Acts 6:8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. He wasn't an apostle. He was just a disciple, a follower of Christ. Hello? Leonard Ravenhill said, but we do have the Holy Spirit power. Power that restricts the devil's power, pulls down strongholds, obtains promises. What has hell to fear other than God's anointed, prayer-powered church? You got to realize, the devil fears you when you're able to stand up for who you are in Christ with the power of God, because he knows that he's had it. But now he will do what he can to try to discourage you. And if fear comes in and you pull back, he will take advantage of you. When you come against Satan, you have to take advantage and keep the advantage. When I was playing football in high school, we go out there on that field and we take advantage of the other team. You can't let up. You gotta, as they say, keep the pedal to the metal. I have seen so many teams get way ahead and so, oh, we got this and won. They let up. The other team come back and get them. Anybody ever seen that happen? Anybody ever played on a team where that happened? We probably all have. No. That happens to Christians all the time. They get the advantage of the enemy, but then they sort of rest down. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Instead of keep pounding. One time we was playing, and we was running 24 dive. And the coach said, and it was working every time, 3 to 5 yards every time we run it, sometimes more. He said, we're going to run 24 dive till they stop it. We ran 24 dive. 15 plays in a row. And they never stopped it. And we come back, and he'd run something else and come back to 24 dive. Why? Because that's where our advantage was, and he kept taking advantage of it. He kept taking advantage. Anybody knows you get 3 to 5 yards every time you run it. You're going to get a first down in 3 downs. Right? Come on now. We got to keep pressing the devil. When we get him on the run, keep him on the run. Don't let up. Don't even let him have a chance to catch his breath. You know, I was talking about there. The early church, the believers, in every generation has the power of God. The Apostle Paul said it, 1 Thessalonians 1:5. For the gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, in much assurance, as you know the kind of men we were among you for your sake. The same power that Paul is talking about is the same power that's available for us today. The problem today is too many people don't believe that we have the same power that they did then. The Holy Spirit is the same Holy Spirit. And what the Holy Spirit did yesteryear, the Holy Spirit will do today if we will dare to step out and demand our authority in the power of God. I don't know about you, but it done got me happy. Smith Wigglesworth, quoting him again. The trouble is that we do not have the power of God in full manifestation because of our finite thoughts. But as we go on and let God have his way, there is no limit to what our limitless God will do in response to a limitless faith. But you will never get anywhere except you are in constant pursuit of all of the power of God. Constant pursuit of all the power of God. Our faith is in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:4. Paul said, my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power. That your faith should not be in wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Our trust is not in what we can do. Although we should be doing everything we can in the natural. Hooking up with the power of God. And that brings me back to my saying, and you all knew what it is, the natural and the supernatural coming together. Make the explosive force for God. It's not all man. It's not all God. It's both of us working together with the power of God. And we can do what needs to be done in our lives. We can help people around us in their lives. We can make the power of God real in this place if we will believe. Every time we come in that door, just don't come to church. Come to have the power of God in demonstration.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, God's Greater Glory, Bring Revival to This Generation. Next is Lynette Hagin's 3-CD series entitled, If I Can, You Can. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Deep Roots in God. All these items are for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You can apply for Rhema Bible Training College.
Yes.
Starts this fall, 2026 September. You can just go to rbtc.org/apply. And apply.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
It's going to come up here really quick.
Yeah.
Well, what else is coming up, Cleve?
Well.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.